I was just out and about. Thought I'd see if anybody wanted to play some round ball.
You're listening to the Bet Slippin' Podcast's Daily NBA Show, featuring Jeff Clark from USA Today Sportsbook Wire.
Good day, basketball bettors. Welcome back to the Bet Slippin' Podcast. It's your host, Jeff Clark. We're recording Monday, January 10th, and there's a 7-game slate in the NBA tonight. I have 3 best bets. This podcast is presented by sportsbookwire.usatoday.com. You can go there to read my daily handicaps and betting breakdowns from me and my colleagues of all major sporting events before you make a wager. This podcast is also sponsored by Tipico Sportsbook. They're the official odds provider of Gannett and USA Today. I'm going to do an ad read here after I get into the meat of the podcast, but shout out to Tipico Sportsbook as being our awesome sponsor to this podcast. Okay, so it's Monday, January 10th, 7-game slate in the NBA. I was 9-5 last week. I finished Friday on a losing note. It was, I think, my only losing day of the entire week. I was 1-3 on Friday. Lost with the Brooklyn Nets. I laid 4.5 points when they hosted the Milwaukee Bucks. They lost 121-109. The next game that I took an L on was the Washington Wizards +6.5 visiting the Chicago Bulls. Bulls covered that one in a 130-122 victory. The Thunder got hammered by the Minnesota Timberwolves. We were on the Thunder +5.5. They lost to the Timberwolves 135-105. Thunder really never in that game. Our lone winner on Friday, January 7th, was the Cleveland Cavaliers. We laid the 5.5 points when they visited the Portland Trailblazers. They took care of business, beating the Trailblazers 114-101. So, like I said off the top, I have 3 best bets on Monday's NBA slate. My 3 best bets are the Charlotte Hornets laying 2.5 points when they host the Milwaukee Bucks. The second best bet that I have is the Boston Celtics, favored 6.5 points when they host the Indiana Pacers. And my third best bet is I'm going with a total. I'm going under 219.5 with the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Sacramento Kings game. Real quick, before I get into the handicapping of these games, I do got to shout out the sponsor, Tipico Sportsbook. They're a global sports betting leader that's now live in New Jersey and Colorado. You can make your favorite sports more interesting with Tipico's fast and easy mobile sportsbook app. For a limited time, new users from this podcast will enjoy a special welcome bonus. Terms and conditions do apply. You must be 21 or older, so please see Tipico's website for details. You can get your bonus today at usatodaybet.com/podcast. That's usatodaybet.com/podcast. If you have a gambling problem, please call 1-800-GAMBLER for New Jersey and 1-800-522-4700 for Colorado. Please gamble responsibly, y'all. So, back to the best bets. The first game here that I'm looking at is a 7 o'clock Eastern Standard tip-off between the 26th and 16 Milwaukee Bucks visiting the 21-19 Charlotte Hornets. The Bucks are favored 2.5 points. The total has soared all the way up to 236.5. I think it opened at around 234. That's interesting. But the Hornets beat the Bucks in the first of their back-to-back Saturday, 114-106. The Milwaukee Bucks are still missing key contributors, including Jrue Holiday, George Hill, Brook Lopez. Pat Connaughton missed the first of the back-to-back with the Hornets, but he is questionable to play in this game. And the Bucks should be getting back Dante DiVincenzo, but will also be missing Grayson Allen. Either way, the Hornets are a lot healthier than the Bucks right now, which definitely factors into my handicap, but the more important thing is Milwaukee allows opponents to chuck three-pointers, and Charlotte shoots it really well from deep. In fact, the Bucks give up the most three-point attempts per game, and the Hornets have the second-best three-point shooting percentage this year. Another reason why I like Charlotte in this spot is because, again, they have a lot more depth than this banged-up Milwaukee roster. The Bucks are still missing 2 of its top 3 players by adjusted on-off net rating in Jrue Holiday and George Hill. Charlotte's bench averages 8 more points per game than Milwaukee's bench. They average 36 points per game. Milwaukee averages 28 points per game off the bench, which is the third worst mark in the NBA. So Milwaukee, they've been dealing with injuries the whole year, and it's definitely eaten at their depth. Milwaukee got awesome performances out of Giannis and Chris Middleton the other night, and they still got handled relatively easy by the Charlotte Hornets. Giannis scored 43 points on 55% shooting. Middleton put up 27 on 53% shooting, but they got little from their teammates, and the Hornets bench actually outscored the Bucks bench 33-5. I don't see this game playing out much differently, even though Milwaukee's getting back Dante DiVincenzo. I don't think he makes that much of a difference. And the Bucks were the Hornets are actually favored 1.5 entering this game against the Bucks the other night, Saturday. And they stayed a favorite on the tip-off. This game, the Hornets are moving up to a 2.5-point underdog. And I'm thinking the reason being that, you know, the zigzag theory, it's tough to beat the same team in consecutive games, and maybe the return of Dante DiVincenzo. So ultimately, though, this is just a better spot for Charlotte. They're 8-1 against the spread at home versus teams above 500, and 6-1 against the spread in their last 7 meetings with the Bucks. They play the Bucks really well, and again, I think it's because the Bucks just allow their opponents to chuck 3-pointers, and Charlotte again shoots really well from behind the arc. So we're on Charlotte plus 2.5 points. Money keeps coming in on the Bucks, according to a couple of my free betting split sources. So I wouldn't hate waiting waiting until closer to tip off to see if we can get a better price on the Hornets. But I'll lock in the Hornets plus 2.5 here on the Bet Slippin' Podcast. My next best bet, I'm going with the Celtics. Favorite 6.5 over the Indiana Pacers. Pacers actually drubbed the Utah Jazz 125-113 Saturday. Celtics are also coming off a win. They hammered the Knicks 99-75 Saturday, getting revenge after losing the first of their back-to-back with the Knicks 108-105 Thursday off that crazy RJ Barrett game-winning bank shot three-pointer from the Knicks. Knicks came back from 25 down to beat the Celtics in that game. Celtics bounced back again to beat the crap out of the Knicks 99-75. But as far as this game's concerned, Indiana is terrible on the road, and that's the biggest factor that have in this handicap. The Pacers are 3-15 straight up, 7-11 against the spread in road games. They have the 22nd ranked adjusted net rating at minus 4.2 points per 100 possessions, and the third worst spread differential at minus 2.5 ATS margin. This is according to cleaningtheglass.com. Also, Boston matches up well with Indiana stylistically. Boston runs a lot of ISO offense, and in fact, they run the fourth highest rate of ISO offense, and they have the seventh best offensive efficiency out of the isolation, whereas Indy has the sixth worst defensive efficiency versus ISO ball. Boston's two all-star wings, Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, love to operate in the mid-range and out of ISO sets. Indy, this is where Indy's defense is actually pretty weak. Indiana has the fourth worst defensive field goal shooting percentage versus mid-range jumpers. Also, it's just a bad spot for Indy. They're 0-4-1 against the spread in their last 5 road games, and 2-6-2 against the spread in their last 10 versus Boston. Boston typically plays really well against the against the Pacers, and again, the Pacers are also missing several players. They could be without Malcolm Brogdon. They could be without Caris LeVert. So it'd probably be best to wait until the final injury reports, but I'll go with the Boston Celtics minus 6.5 points because they are also getting sharp action. This line open with the Celtics favored 5.5, 6, depending on where you're shopping, but it's up to 6.5 on most books. So let's get the Celtics minus 6.5. Hope for some good injury luck on their behalf, or I guess poor injury luck on Indiana's behalf, and hopefully we cash an easy winner. Nothing's that easy betting the NBA or betting sports, but we can hope, right? The last best bet that I have here is in the Cavaliers-Kings game. The Cavaliers meet the Sacramento Kings in Sacramento, 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. The Kings are getting 5.5 points at home. The total sitting at 219.5, and that's what I'm betting, the under 219.5. The Cavs just lost last night to the Golden State Warriors in Klay's return. They lost 96-82, but the Kings also played last night, and they lost to Portland without Dame Lillard, without CJ McCollum. They put up 88 points in a 103-88 loss. Cleveland's offensive rating is 20th in January, and Sacramento's 24th in January, and that's kind of the highlight of this handicap, is the notable regression that I'm seeing from Cleveland at this point. Maybe I'm just, you know, overreacting to some poor injury luck that they have right now, or maybe they are actually regressing since the loss of point guard Ricky Rubio, who is like a stabilizing influence and a floor general for the Cavs, really helping Cleveland get into its offensive sets and stay organized offensively. Him being out of the lineup hurts their offense, and we've seen them drop to 20th in offensive rating this month. Again, Sacramento is 24th. Both teams played Sunday, and these teams yesterday, Sunday, and these teams have a combined 4-11 over-under record in the second of a back-to-back. Also, the Cavs are 8-12 on the over-under on the road. The Kings are 9-14 on the over-under at home. And Cleveland's 5-11-1 over-under versus Western Conference teams. Also, there's been a sharp line move towards the under. This game opened at 220.5, but has been lowered down to 219.5. So we're going to fade the, bet on the continued offensive regression versus Cleveland. They hustle at least on defense. They have a lot of length in their front court that can help make it difficult for Sacramento to A, get in the paint, and it can extend, Cleveland can extend their perimeter defense, knowing that Sacramento doesn't have a lot to work with in the interior. So I'll go follow the sharp line move or the steam and bet the under 219.5 in the Cavs-Kings game. All right, that's your January 10th Bet Slip and NBA podcast. Just a quick recap on my best bets. Again, I'm going with the Hornets, +2.5 over the Bucks. I would wait until closer to tip-off before betting the Hornets +2.5. Same goes for the Celtics at Celtics -6.5. I'm going to lock it in for record keeping purposes. Celtics -6.5 when they host the Indiana Pacers. But if the Pacers get Caris LeVert and or Malcolm Brogdon back, that line could drop to 5.5, maybe even as low as 5 if both those guys get in there. So I might wait until closer to tip off, but I got to get my bet in now for you listeners. So I'll drop the Celtics at -6.5 right now. And then I'm going with the under 219.5 in the Cavs-Kings game. Best of luck, whether you fade or follow me. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Peace.
Thought I'd see if anybody wanted to play some round ball.
You're listening to the Bet Slippin' Podcast Daily NBA Show,
featuring Jeff Clark from USA Today Sportsbook Wire.